Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget. At this point in this program, I want to ask you a very important question. Who is this guy that is proposing to you? Why I'm asking you the question is because you must know the person you want to marry before you say yes to him. Now, when I ask the question, a lot of times the kind of response I get is that, well, his name is Ayodeji Shola. He's from Kwara State. He's a Christian. He's a graduate of chemical engineering from Babafemi Awolowo University. You know, they keep measuring things like that. He's older than me by 2 years and 3 months. Now, what you are giving me when you give me that kind of response is his bio data. You are not telling me who the guy is. Now, that to an extent says who he is, but that's not exactly who he is. In fact, if all you know about him is just this kind of information, the basic information about him, his origin, his educational development, age, and stuff like that. My sister, you know too little to say yes to him or even to say no. What I want to do at this point is to show you how to discover the man you want to marry. Now, why you have to know the man you are going to marry is that you cannot marry a stranger. Many women have married strangers. They didn't know they were strangers until they got into marriage. And that's why they make complaints like, I didn't know this man is this wicked. I didn't know this man is this cruel. I've heard husband and wife exchanging words before, and one person is telling the other devil, the other person is telling the other witch, another person is saying wizard. They keep saying things like this. It pains my heart when I hear things like that. I'm not laughing at them. I'm not so wishing them that way. As a matter of fact, because I live in compounds where people do things like that, I was just thinking that maybe this marriage thing is serious distraction. Except that I also saw marriages and families where they live peacefully and happily, and I mean, their lives are far better than just the man being alone. Now, but what happens in most of those cases is that the guy got married to a lady who he doesn't know, or the girl got married to a guy who she doesn't know. And the implication is that strangers get married to strangers only to discover who they truly are when they have been married. And at that point, they don't want to divorce because God said, I hate divorce. Another reason they don't want to divorce is because the woman, for instance, is wondering how society is going to look at her when she goes home as a divorcee. Therefore, she decides to endure, she decides to manage, she decides to just cope with the situation, hoping that the man would change or hoping for the best. I mean, when she tells her friend, they say, well, there's your cross, my sister, you have to carry it. Now, I'm not saying it's not cross or it's cross, but what I'm trying to tell you is that this thing can be avoided now that you are not married. This thing can be avoided now that there are many men proposing to you and they are checking who do you marry. How to avoid such lines like, I don't know this man is this wicked. I don't know this man is a womanizer. I mean, how did I end up marrying him? How to avoid such comments and cries is try and find out who you are getting married to. When you know the person you are going to get married to, you end up marrying the person you know, not a stranger. Now, how you find out who you are getting married to is to go beyond the bio data. Go beyond the fact that you were met in a romantic way and the fact the way God... You know about Sister Lizzie, there's one video circulating everywhere about Sister Lizzie. Now, it's not that kind of thing where a man comes down from the mountain and says that God told me direct to come and meet you directly, to propose to you directly. That, no, it's not that kind of thing. Go beyond those kind of things to say, who is this guy, self? Who are you? I have a friend, she got married last year, 2016. I know when the man started telling her, you want to marry her. This is what this lady did. She went to the guy's Facebook and scrolled down to many years to check the kind of thing this guy writes. My friend believes that what you say on social media to a large extent reflects who you are. The kind of picture you put up reflects who you are. You know, stuff like that. She wants to know beyond the surface, and that is what it means to actually know a person. Try and understand his philosophy about life. Yes, try and understand his philosophy about life. Don't go and marry a man and be saying, you are a devil. Whereas I've told you earlier on this program, there is a way to find who a devilish husband, refer to the section where I was explaining who a devilish husband is and how to recognize him. The point I'm trying to make is this, you have to know the man by going beyond the surface to find out what is his philosophy about life. How does he see life? What is his ideas? What is his value system? All of these things make up who a man is. And when you find out the kind of person he is, that will tell you whether you want to marry him or not. Now, in the next episode, I want to tell you some 4 kinds of men you should never get married to. I'm not giving you an instruction. I'm just suggesting that they are the kind of men I don't think that are good for you. Now, what I'm trying to say at this point is, please go to find out what is their philosophy about life, what is their ideal, How do they behave? How do they think? What's the motivation behind their action? Yes, you saw them, they were very nice to a lady, but ask yourself, why were they that nice? You saw them, they were talking nice to their boss. Are they talking that nice because they don't want to get promotion? That is to say, if they are not going to get anything from the man, they won't talk nicely to him. Find out all of these things and check whether you want to go with that man or not. Now, there are very different channels of discovering who the man is. That is, finding out his philosophy about life, finding out his ideas and values. One of the ways is to talk to him. It's because I don't talk to the man you want to marry. That is why I told you earlier that I can't make a choice of a husband to you. When you talk with a man to a very large extent, you get to see who he truly is in the words he says. Now, if you talk with me, especially if I'm very free with you, if you talk with me for like 30 minutes or 1 hour, about real life issues, not football, not petty things, talk about real issues, you get to find out what exactly is my drive, my motivation, and the kind of person I am. The only time you don't find out this is that if I'm relating with you, maybe in an environment where I'm supposed to be diplomatic, and when even things I would have frowned at, I would just smile, you know, give fake smile so that nobody gets offended, you know, that kind of thing. Now, that's one of those things you do on radio. You don't say, for instance, one of those things I was told when I was doing my training in broadcasting is that you have to have a free mind, neutral mind, don't attack people, don't condemn them. So when a man is sleeping with a woman that is not his wife, you don't tell him you're a fornicator, you know, that kind of thing. You just tell him that he's not nice, you know, you start saying things like that. But on a normal day, if you discuss with me in real life, I'll tell you clearly, this is wickedness against the woman. Now, get to talk with that man in situations where he will reveal his identity. Don't start, come up to him and say, Emeka, I want to ask you, what do you think about this thing? If you start that, if you use that strategy, he will most certainly know you are trying to discover who he is. Many times, if the guy is a crafty person, he will tell you the answer he thinks you will find suitable. And let me tell you, I've seen men, I've also seen women, they can pretend like pretense itself. I've seen people, I've had to do business with them, and as soon as they find out this guy is a Christian, and I'm not a pastor, but many times people start saying I'm pastor because of maybe the way I talk, because I say I'm not a pastor. If God gives me the option, I wouldn't choose to be a pastor. I just want to be a blogger, journalist, broadcaster. Simple. Now, but because of that, when they now see me, they say, Brother Joe. I laugh. Why I laugh is like, in my head, I feel like, this guy, you are calling me Brother Joe, and I know you. Do you think I'm a goat? Now, people exist like that. So please be careful. Don't go so direct. But just, maybe things happen. You will read the news. It's like, wait. Did you read this news about this actress that they broke up? Can you imagine? How could they do this? Why did they do something? Listen to him to see what he says. If he says things like, well, the woman is acting too much, he's taking it for personal, he's taking it too far. Is it because the man just cheated after he did it once? My sister, I want to tell you, it's not just about giving the man an excuse or being considerate. Chances are there that deep down inside that man's heart, there's nothing wrong with cheating. When you find out that thing about him, check whether you want to go on with him or not. Again, I say, when you are discussing with him and he's telling you you want to apply for a job, people are just cutting or friends or in a relationship, and you say you want to apply for a job, and you say that people of this age are the people that are allowed. Unfortunately, you are 2 months or a year older than that age, and you tell him, I can't apply because, say, what's the big deal? Why not just change it? Swear an affidavit. Even if the guy is a choir director in your church, my sister, he doesn't think lying is a sin. He doesn't think anything is wrong with lie. Therefore, find out whether you want to go on with a man that can just tell small lie so you can get a job. Small lie in quotes, of course. Now, what I'm saying is that now the lie is about affidavits to get a job. He can also tell such lies when it has to do with your money, when it has to do with money for the family. He can also tell such lies when he wants to cheat on you. Therefore, find out things about people. There are things we would say or do. You can just extrapolate and say, if this guy can do this in this situation, when he finds himself in this other situation, this is what he's likely to do. That is one critical thing I check in among ladies. I've seen very intelligent girls. They are fine facially. They have good academic qualification. But I listen to them talk. And in my head, if this girl thinks like this and act like this, what is he going to teach my children? I want to raise correct ladies, like girls that I'll be proud to say, these are my daughters. If the girl behaves in a manner I think he will spoil these children, suddenly that affection or whatever feeling I have for her will start dying. It will die until it dies, as in die permanently. Now, another key thing you have to understand is a lot of people go married to strangers because they look at the trivial things. And that's why I'm telling you, please look beyond the surface. Don't start looking at, oh, he's nice. Anybody can claim to be nice. How consistent is his niceness? How genuine do you think that his kind gestures are? Is he just doing it because he wants to woo you, he wants to attract you, he wants to get you to say yes, and when he says yes, he now does what he chooses to do. Do not be carried away by the superficial things. Look beyond the surface, find out who the real guy is, and be sure you are not marrying a stranger. The key point I've made so far in this section is this. You can't marry a stranger. If you marry a stranger, surprise, surprise will meet you, and many times the surprises are very bad and unpleasant ones. Therefore, seek to know the man you are going to marry beyond the surface knowledge, beyond the basic information about him. Seek to know his drive about life, seek to know what motivates him, and you can find out this thing by talking with him, asking him questions, and listening to him talk about issues and deal with other people. Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Rigid World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insights and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things to share with ladies, kindly visit brogid.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through brogid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. You can access scores of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit brogid.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter @BrogidWorld.